That's a closet. Well, I have lots of storage space, kitchen, kitchen, and the balcony is across the front. Has an entrance or exit. I guess it's an exit most of the time from the bedroom.
And how nice.
The nicest thing about this whole complex is the trees. The nicest thing, but I guess I should say more than that, the shrubbery and grass. It's a beautiful place to live. It's like an oasis. It has a large swimming pool and a small recreation room and laundry room. It's on three levels. Did you ever notice that?
No,
I haven't. It's built on the hillside, you know. So we have this courtyard that I'm in, which looks like a park. 30-year-old trees. And another one on this level, another courtyard.
Oh, wow.
And then you walk up to the middle area where the swimming pool is, and you have units on each side with courtyards. And then go up again, there's one more level.
Wow.
Small courtyard up there where Shadow Mountain and Thunderbird come
together. That's right, because the street goes up.
And I've been here almost 20 years now.
That's nice.
It is a nice place to live.
Of course, when they're not pounding away.
But it's nice. It's well planned. We have a good deal of privacy from each other. And we usually don't hear noises, ordinary noises we don't hear.
Otherwise, it's pretty quiet.
Right. We don't have many people that play their radios loud or have fights or anything like that.
Oh, that's good.
Not many children, because it was close to children until we passed the law that we can't discriminate. So we could have children, but there's not much for them here. Most of the people are older. Except a swimming pool.
Now, what other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Well, we don't find many frame houses because against a lot of building now. Fire damage for them because of the dryness. Mostly Spanish style, southwestern style, wouldn't you say? Not a whole lot of brick, not very many brick homes, really true brick, you know, some brick face. And especially on the east side in the older part. Around Memorial Park, I think there were some brick homes and a few of the older areas. Mostly they call stucco, I guess. Although we do have other styles. They seem to stand out and look a little different to us.
That house with the really thick walls, what kind of stuff?
Oh, the adobe homes, yes. We can't build adobe homes anymore. Did you know that?
Well, I've asked different people, and I thought most people have said that, yeah, there was some law against it, but yet there's a guy in my neighborhood building one.
Is he?
And I just talked with Bill Tippin this morning, and he's over at Rogers and Belding, and he says, yes, you can build adobes.
It has to be a certain kind of adobe.
Maybe, yeah.
When my sister and brother-in-law were building theirs, and that would be 30 some years ago, he was born when we moved in. I had two boys. 25 or 30 years ago, they live over here on Vista Del Rey, which is off Crown Point, where that is, and it was hard for them to get adobe bricks at that time, and they were told that pretty soon they wouldn't be able. No one would be able to build. So that's what I'm basing that on.
I'm sure it was true, at least at one point, because and somebody had told me that the adobes were not of good quality that they were building, that they were falling down and didn't conform to building codes.
That probably has changed, and so that then they could change it, I guess. What was adobe then might be much better quality now.